Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy, a careers consultant here in DCU Career Service. As part of our series about making the most of your summer 21, I am joined today by Stella Ahia, who is a final year Bachelor of Nursing Studies student on the mental health nursing spectrum. And she's joined us today to explain what she did last summer. And hopefully from what she did last summer, it might give you some insights and some tips and ideas for your summer ahead. So listen, tell me a little bit about what you did last summer, Stella, and thank you very much for coming on the show.
No problem, Siobhan. So last summer, I was working part-time with vulnerable adults who have had autism. I did that job. I've been doing that job since my second year, so it was over 2 years. But then due to the constraints of the coronavirus pandemic, I was not able to facilitate my placement and keep that job. So I had to give up my autism job so I could work placement. So I did a placement in a psychiatry of old age unit. And, it was particularly hard because one of the clients had passed away and his family, not all his family, could come in to be with him in his final days. You know, they also, they couldn't facilitate everyone, so everyone still had to socially distance. And it was just really sad watching these people miss out on this patient's final moments. It was only a number of people that were allowed to be with him. And then eventually when he passed, the other residents, they had to watch his funeral service, you know, on television, because not the nurses, not even all his family members, not that many people could attend the funeral service, which was really, really sad, you know.
Absolutely.
It was very strange to me to watch something so intimate and personal just be, you know, changed or become different because of the type of times we live in now. But yeah, that was quite challenging. Yeah.
Because ritual around death, you know, in every culture, has its own, rhythms and certainties and processes that, guide people through it. And they evolve, yeah, obviously, over time. And they're different than they were maybe a little 100, 150 years ago. But to have, yeah, such change within a matter of days and weeks,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's the change up and the speed of the change up. And that's, yeah, the big challenge, isn't it, for people, you know, when it's the rituals that guide us through those times, you know?
Essentially so, you know, no one would have ever anticipated that being our reality,
mm-hmm,
you know? It was very, very sad. But then in saying, with all the blessings,
mm-hmm,
all the other blessings that the pandemic has forced us to realize,
mm-hmm,
I started to, of course, like when I was on my off days, because I'm someone that I enjoy having meals out and going to cafes when I can and taking a walk. I found this shop beside me, like this grocery store, that where you could get like fresh orange juices. And then I found this trail with loads of lovely flowers and trees. So what I did one day on my walk was I handpicked the flowers and I took some part from the tree, and I had gotten about a liter of fresh orange juice from the shop. So when the juice was done and over with, with the empty plastic bottle, I put a bit of water in it, and then I arranged the fresh hand-picked flowers, and I just put it into the bottle. And it just looked really lovely. And I know it's something so minute and maybe mundane, but I took pictures of it and I shared it on my Instagram story, and I was really happy with like the flower arrangement, because some people fed back to me, they're like, oh my god, like, did you? I was like, yeah, I know, I actually did that myself.
Yeah, and you probably just took the time and you didn't rush yourself, and you noticed these things on your walking trail and said, maybe I will pick, you know, maybe I will arrange. And, you know, and it's probably something you probably didn't, you know, sometimes when we're going for a walk, we just thought we're doing, we're so focused on walking, you know, we fail to notice what's going on around us. So it sounds that you were quite mindful on your walks and started to notice things that maybe not have been so apparent. Are you like most of us and have found new walking trails and around your area?
I, as a mental health nursing student, I know that, like, you know, over the course of the 4 years, I've gotten so used to telling people, oh yes, walking is great for you, and, you know, like, spending time with plants and being in the outdoors is great for you. But it wasn't until I was part of that experience myself that I could give an insider's perspective to say, actually, rather than just have your headphones in all the time and just being away with the fairies and just doing an hour's walk or 2 hours walk just to pick up your steps or, you know, add to the number of hours you're exercising, it would be really interesting to really mindfully walk, be aware, be really grounded, feel every step you take on the ground, look around your environment. I didn't even realize in that shop that you could get, like, that they had a juicer. Maybe just, I'm just usually in that hustle and bustle kind of vibe and spirit to just go in, get the groceries, go out. Like, I didn't really take time to just something as simple as getting that and recycling the orange juice bottle, and taking time to notice my environment around me, picking up the flowers and doing something so simple as arranging a flower, the flowers in the used orange juice bottle. You know, like, when you are mindful of this, of everything around you, it helps. It's great for your mental health. It makes you feel better, you know.
Yeah,
and I think that's something that we have gotten
and it's fantastic that, you know, as you said, you know, you've been taught all this in college, you might have been saying it to other people in your friends and family, oh, you should do this and you should do this and you're good either, but sometimes we need to, you know, walk a mile in our own shoes first, you know, as well as trying to empathize and walk a mile in someone else's shoes, you know. So you know, and, you know, it's fantastic to get that insight and awareness and kind of say, well, do you know what? I've actually found that practice very useful myself. Now, like that again, you could suggest that to someone and they don't get anything out of it, and that's fair enough. But it's nice to know that, you know, when you are speaking to somebody again, you can kind of say, well, I actually particularly tried that myself and I just found it very, very useful.
Yeah, it is.
So,
and even, like, there's a proverb that says that, like, a prophet is not honored in his own country. So there's this, like, we, of course, as, you know, everyone, I love traveling. We all love traveling. We all like going to experience different cultures, go to different places. But actually, our Emerald Isle is fantastic. Like, you know, it has different locations. And due to the whole ban on traveling, like, a staycation is also a fantastic thing to take part in. Last year I and 6 other friends of mine, we literally left the hustle and bustle of Dublin. It wasn't even up to a 50-minute bus ride to Dunboyne, and we took part in this, like, spa Girls Day, if you will. Of course, we didn't have access to all of the treatments available, so we just booked a massage. We spent 24 hours in the place. We unwind, and it really felt like we had left Ireland, because you know, we were stepping away from our usual daily routine. So for that 24 hours, we got together, we talked. Of course, this was during the break, because I think last August we
had a lot more freedoms, didn't we? Yeah.
Sorry, say that again.
You had a lot more mobility last August, you know, yeah, that we could go around the country and go places and things like that.
Yeah. We did. So we did that. We just had a bit of drink, talked, laughed in the morning. Like, it was just great. After the massage, we went to the restaurant, even though it was just for an hour, to dine. Then in the morning, we had
brunch. Did you get all dressed up, Stella?
Oh, yes. Of course, that is the key.
This dressing up, you know, you do kind of miss that. A couple of friends were talking there recently and was going nowhere, she said, but I decided I just needed to dress up, you know, even though I was only staying in the kitchen for the day, you know.
There's a therapy in getting ready.
There is, isn't there? Yeah.
Getting up in the morning, having a shower or a bath or whatever feels good, and just putting on, even if it's the lightest bit of makeup, throwing on a really nice, colourful jumper, you know, and just doing something. Even if it's not, you're not going to a restaurant. Even if it's taking out the beans or taking the dog for a walk or whatever, that is just really, really good for your, it boosts up the mood and it's great for your mental health. Like, that, I would always be an advocate of that as a mental health nurse to be, you know.
Yeah, no, the dress up, yeah. And I think it's, you know, as we're kind of moving towards the summer again, I think that's one thing, you know, even if we're able to move to a little bit of outdoor dining or a little bit of outdoor barbecuing or things like that, that I think we'll see a little bit more efforts being made by everyone to, you know, I suppose the first thing we need to do, Stella, is get back to the hairdresser. But that's another day's work.
Interesting, like one day I was in, of course, this was like pre-COVID times, and it's just something that I remembered, that like I was on a bus, just I don't remember where I was going, but I noticed that like it was in winter, it was kind of like 1 February, it wasn't probably last year or the year before, and I just noticed that it was raining, it was drizzling a little bit, and there were so many greys and blues and blacks. Like, you know, these were the colors of people's clothing, you know, like. And so I was like saying to myself, like, oh my God, I think in Ireland, like, I think we need to, not to criticize anyone, of course, like, everyone has their different preferences, but even dressing in color, like, you know, would be something really lovely, because I know, like, with winter coats and, you know, raincoats, it's going to be hard to find something that has a pop of color, like a red, rather than a navy blue, black or gray, just because it goes with everything. It would be nice.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Maybe a little scarf, I think, always kind of gives you a little pop up.
You know, like a mustard yellow scarf.
Yeah.
You know, or mint green jumper, like something with just that pop of color.
Yeah.
I think it really helps, you know, to
add a little bit of bling to life.
Yes, exactly.
So you're on your final year now, and you're on your internship now, Stella, aren't you? So anyone that not that au fait with final year nursing, what basically happens is that you have a 9 month final placement, isn't that in final internship they call it, isn't that correct?
Yeah. You do. You have like you know, a 6 week placement, which is 9 months. So you have different batches of placement in certain, should I say, branches of nursing. So at the moment, like, I have like the first 8 weeks completed, so I'm in a different environment, which is, interestingly, the psychiatry of old age placement I was in last summer. Lovely. So it's good to have that familiarity and kind of like being back to work after a long time. You know, so yeah, it's going really well, and it's going really quickly as well. And it's forcing me now to think, because we have 2 weeks off in June. We have like 2 weeks of an annual leave. So it's forcing me to think as to what I'm going to do this summer.
And what are you going to do this summer? Have you any ideas? I know, mobility we're allowed, but all things being equal, and there's a bit more than we have now. Have you any ideas what you might like to do this June?
With June, with the 2 weeks, I was thinking of traveling, mm-hmm. if we are allowed to travel, and if not, maybe going to somewhere I haven't been to in an island. Like, there's this place I heard about, like, it's called the Cowmore.
Cowmore Abbey. Oh yes. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, so Stella. If the rules allow it, if you don't go this June, and go whenever you can. Amazing.
Yeah. 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 So I would like to do that. Like, spend maybe two or three days, depending on how much I can afford.
Oh, I'm jealous. Go ahead.
That's the plan, but we'll see. We'll just play by the time,
Any new hobbies or interests now? Because you're in an interesting space now, Stella, because you're kind of, you're at the endings and beginnings, you're becoming towards the end of your program and beginning your career.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of feels probably a bit weird because you're actually doing both at the same time now, really, endings and beginnings, because you're in that work mode as well as doing your college work. But yeah, very interesting time. You know, when you look ahead into your earlier career, have you any ideas around interests and hobbies or anything anything you'd like to develop now yourself that, as your studies kind of says wind down and a new phase of your life begins?
In terms of my career, I know that I would like, you're right, like it's like I'm at a crossroads in my life at the moment.
A positive crossroads now. This is really good crossroads.
it's a good crossroad, but it's exciting, but scary.
Of course it is.
Like it's, you get used to like, oh yeah, you're being a student, because with nursing you get a bit of both worlds. Like you constantly have a part-time job, and then it's like, oh god, is this really finishing?
All responsible.
I write poetry, so I'm looking to really like take it seriously. I write my genre of poetry is performance poetry, it's spoken word poetry, so I'm looking to develop that and see where things go when I've been entering competitions. So I'll see how that goes.
Well done.
Thank you.
So lots of positive things there. You've been working, so obviously you were working last summer, you obviously had to have a very restricted life because of of COVID, and obviously you were working on the front line, so you obviously had to be very careful, but you did manage to find lots of wonderful things to tap into. As you said, you got your 24 hours away and you made the most of it, and you really enjoyed it, the walking, the flowers, the noticing, challenging, and you're currently out there working again, and you're looking forward to your 2 weeks in June, and you might get to Cowmore Abbey either then or some stage, maybe later in the summer. Anything else you'd like to do? Obviously you're going to work on your poetry, your spoken word. Anything else you'd like to do, or anywhere you'd like to go to see this summer, or a little bit more of a challenge for yourself?
A little bit more of a challenge that I would like to do. I would like to become more active. I would like to, because at the moment I'm walking to work. I'm very opportune to leave, in a place that's not too far from. So some weeks I walk 4 days a week. So that's 4 hours of walking for that week as my exercise. Yeah, because it's half an hour to go to work and then half an hour to come back from work. So that's what I'm currently doing at the moment. And then, of course, some days it's 3 hours of walking. So I'm trying to really make it a habit just to keep fit, both mentally and physically. Mm. And then a place, like I said, would be a challenge for me to go to would be Italy. If we're allowed to travel, I would really like to go to Italy. I've never been to Italy, so...
Well, fingers crossed, if it's not this summer, in another 12 months, that you will get there, eat and see the wonderful parts of, Italy. I think we'll all enjoy And as you said, it's not that we are not happy with the staycations. We found great love of our, you know, Ireland and our own country here. We most definitely have. But we are part of a global world, and we do want to, we do want to get back out there again. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Stella, it's been a pure pleasure. You're full of great wisdom, insights, and loads of surprises. So well done, and thank you so much.
Thanks. Okay, no problem. Thank you, Siobhan, for having me on the show. Thanks. Bye.